Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, October 17th. Hi, Mr. President.
Hello, Kelly. I'm glad you called because I wanted to congratulate you on your big award.
Well, thank you so much. This is the Governor's Arts Award. It's specifically the Media in the Arts Award from the Oklahoma Arts Council. Well, we're thrilled to win this, and we are also thrilled to be a working partner with the Oklahoma Arts Council in spreading the good word about all of the wonderful arts things that are happening in our state. So again, we're very thrilled to win this honor.
Well, KOSU is doing a great job in a number of areas, and this is certainly one of them. So that's high praise and well-deserved.
Well, thank you, sir. Let's turn to a very busy week on the OSU Stillwater campus. Homecoming just around the corner.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like homecoming week here at Oklahoma State. It's known as America's greatest homecoming celebration. It's put on by the Alumni Association and our students, and this year's theme is The Life, The Legend, The Legacy, celebrating the rich heritage and history of the OSU homecoming, which started, believe it or not, in 1913, when you were just a young fella. And it was called then the Harvest Carnival. But our students and the Alumni Association really knocked themselves out with house decorations and floats. It's a huge philanthropic initiative for our students who raise food and money for the Stillwater community. The house decks are available for viewing at Walk Around on Friday night, so-called Walk Around. And last year there were 80,000 people that walked around and looked at all the fantastic house decks on the fraternity and sorority houses as well as our residence halls. The students really work hard on this, and it's an excellent learning experience for the planning, the financing, the execution, and the whole thing. And then, of course, on Saturday morning, we have the Sea of Orange Parade. This year, you'll have to kind of get up a little early because our game begins at 11 a.m., so the parade's going to begin at 8 a.m. Here in downtown Stillwater on Saturday. And I hope everybody will turn out for that. It's an exciting time for our campus, and it'll be great to see everyone showing their orange pride.
And, Burns, if the crowds seem bigger than ever, there's a reason for that. OSU, it's official now, welcoming the largest university freshman class in state history this year. But that job is it's a year-round thing, isn't it?
It really is. You know, our goal as a land-grant university is to provide a college education to every Oklahoma student who's able and willing to do the work. And to the extent we have capacity, we welcome out-of-state students, and we have a lot of those this year. One of the ways we reach out to students is through our up-close event, we call it. You know, we found that a lot of people have never been to the Stillwater campus, and this campus tends, and the people on it, tend to really sell our university. And so what we do is provide bus transportation departing from 19 locations around the state of Oklahoma as well as southern Kansas. These visits are open to high school juniors and seniors. And the next one is on November 5th. Registration deadline is on the 22nd, just around the corner. Give students a really in-depth look at Oklahoma State's academic colleges. And it's a great chance to interact with our current students and faculty. I tell students all the time, the best way to decide where you want to go to college is to actually visit the colleges, because when you do and you experience it, you experience the venue as well as the students and faculty, you'll know where you want to go. So students need to register online. The deadline, again, is October 22nd. And go to the admissions website for the upcoming events.
And just as the work never ends to recruit future OSU students, our work here at KOSU never ends to recruit listener contributors. You have any last words of thought on this, the last day of our fall fundraiser?
Well, we've got a sprint. We used to call it when I ran back when they had the 440, the kick. You have to have a kick there at the very end, and the only way we're going to get that kick is if our loyal listeners and our new listeners call in and help out. This is a very important mission of Oklahoma State University, but we cannot fulfill it without the help of our listeners. You're doing a great job, Kelly, and I know they will too.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.